Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. We'll start off with the podcast this week. I think a good place to start, economic development director position is now filled and ready to move forward. And I know you feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I couldn't be more happy. Appreciate your coverage of it this morning. Last night the council agreed with my appointment to the economic development position with for Amber Dahlball. In a little bit of a twist, we are combining that with a tourism position. So checking two boxes with one person. I campaigned on it. Obviously, this position has been vacant for a very long time. Amber, as you pointed out, was the last person to sit in that chair. And when we were looking for candidates, you look for experience, you look for a lot of different things. And in Amber, she met all the criteria. And one of the most important is she's local. We could have recruited outside of the area, and then that person comes in, that there's a learning curve, they got to get acclimated to the community. Amber's passion for this community, her love for this community, is really what helps make her a very attractive candidate for the job.
And I know a lot of the things that you've been discussing, comprehensive plan, business district, so many of those things, when we would talk about it, they'd say, well, Amber Cotton got the ball rolling.
Oh, sure.
On things. So there's a lot of things that she's just going to be able to pick up where she was, honestly.
Yeah, we kind of actually joked last night. So the office that I've been temporarily occupying at City Hall was her old office, and it's going to be her office again, set in there. Some of the files are still in there from when she was there. We even joked we still have her computer and her stand-up desk. So, yeah, I mean, there was a gap, but she's just going to be able to come and just, hit the ground running. And to your point, I mean, the comprehensive plan, she was a big part of that. The business districts, she understands the TIF. I couldn't have dreamed up a better scenario. She had left, for the private sector and done very, very well. Matter of fact, recently had just gotten a promotion with the company she's at. But she's one of those people that has a passion for helping people. And, her and I started having a conversation about the possibility of coming back. I think we're just very, very fortunate that she said yes.
So this was one of the things that you talked about from day one that you wanted to deliver on. So I know on that side, you got to feel good because, hey, I've got the person in place now. We can start making some bigger strides.
Oh, absolutely. So, we've been talking about for a while the Economic Development Commission. And that's, I've been talking, seems like every podcast I mentioned that. Well, now we have, Amber's in place. And so that commission, we've got several names. I'm actually going to sit down with her in this interim period and kind of finalize that committee and specifically to the comprehensive plan. That's going to be that committee's, starting point, is taking the plan that's been created, breaking it down to the various subsections, and reporting back to the council and making recommendations. So again, with the position that's been vacant for that long, there's a little bit of ground to make up, but, again, hiring somebody with the quality and the skill set of Amber is going to just make that transition so much easier. And again, a lot of the stuff she's familiar with.
I know with having Todd Toman in there too,
sure.
The two of them can, commiserate a little bit because he's gotten a few balls rolling.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I will tell the people there are a lot of conversations going on. And so, and Todd's not going to go away. Obviously his role will be, reduced a little bit, but, we're very thankful to have somebody with, his connections, his experience, to kind of help bridge this gap in the meantime. So absolutely him and Amber, I know he's excited about it. He's met Amber in the past and was thrilled that, she said yes. And so he looks forward to working with her. So, that's a pretty powerful duo, at least on the economic development side. And again, that doesn't even, move into the tourism side, which I'm really happy with. I've said all along during the campaign, with Letitia, she was doing 2.5 jobs and you can't expect anybody to do that. So the way we had it set up, we had the city administrator, we had the ED job, and then we also had tourism as a separate part-time job. you know, so what I recommended last night and what the council had agreed to do is we're going to combine that position into one. I wouldn't have normally done that other than with Amber being the right candidate. And again, with the skill set and the organization skills to handle that, you know, I think she's going to be very successful in that. So again, two big steps in the right direction. Tourism, economic development in the city of Vandalia, they go hand in hand because we, you know, we have the interstate, we have the historic, we have a lot of things going that are tourism driven that lead right into economic development. So it's a perfect fit. And I just couldn't be more pleased and happy about the future.
So on the tourism side, car show was downtown this past weekend, went over well. That's an event that looks like it's establishing itself going forward. And I know that's good. Anytime we can bring people to town and bring them downtown is a good thing.
No, absolutely. I mean, it was 110 degrees, you know, and there were people downtown. So again, you know, thanks to everybody who was involved. And I don't want to mention any names. I will forget people and I don't want to, I know, but it was a great event. I was down there a little bit Saturday evening. I got there kind of towards the tail end, but some really nice cars. The music was fantastic. They had a couple of bands Saturday night, really quality bands. You know, the last band, you know, there was a little technical, we joked about this, there was a little technical delay, you know, so they were about 45-50 minutes delayed, but nobody left.
Right.
Nobody left. And so they didn't get started till 9:20, and we did allow them to play longer. But it was a great crowd. Everybody was having fun. And, you know, so again, congratulations to everybody who puts that on. And, you know, I think it's, you know, Ben Frazier, for example, we've seen, you know, has done the drone footage and it's been shared on Facebook. You know, there's your marketing piece for next year. I mean, it really a beautiful downtown with beautiful cars. You know, again, I think it's an event that's going to continue to grow. And, you know, again, back to tourism, our responsibility is to help them, you know, with that. We need to continue to help promote that and make that even bigger.
You know, it's kind of interesting. So it's Summerfest and then the car show, and now the boat races are coming just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, the weekend after Labor Day. You know, those meetings are going on. It's, you know, going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, and again, depending on the numbers, anywhere from 70 to 100 boats. You know, people coming in with campers, blocks of hotel rooms being reserved. There's going to be food vendors out there. So really exciting time. And it's my understanding that, you know, that group, when they come into communities, you know, they at least one night like to go into the community itself, you'll have dinner, you know, and again, back to Charter's Patio, there's bands that weekend. It's going to be a great fit. So really looking forward to that. And, you know, we've talked about a lot in the past, how nice the lake looks. And again, just another way to showcase, you know, our lake, which leads to tourism, which leads to economic development. It all fits together.
So kind of segueing into the lake, a lot of discussion last night at City Council about the lake. There was a grant attempt by the city for some siltation work that didn't come through, but definitely something that's got to be discussed further going forward.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, everybody, I mean, we should be aware that, yeah, obviously the lake is our water source. And so, you know, there are a couple of coves, one in particular that's, you know, got siltation issues. And so, you know, we did, you know, some of those residents applied for a grant. There were some others as well. Unfortunately, the grants were denied. But that doesn't mean you can ignore the problem, right? So some of the owners out there have taken it upon themselves in the past to, you know, kind of have part of their coves dredged. And that's actually just recently happened as well. But if we don't have a long-term solution to how to kind of mitigate, you know, that runoff into the lake, then, you know, dredging doesn't solve the problem. It's just going to fill right back up. So, you know, no real solutions last night other than, you know, in talking with Lee, our engineer, this is something we have to have a long-term plan. It goes back to planning. We've got to figure out, you know, how we can do this, maybe in a phased-in approach, because to dredge the entire lake, I don't know if anybody has any idea what that costs, but it, you know, I think the number of $10 million is being thrown around. Again, that nobody knows that for sure. All we do know is it's going to be very expensive, and we don't have, you know, with everything that's going on, the city doesn't have $10 million to dredge the lake. So we're going to have to study it. figure out if there's other alternatives, and you know, maybe look at a phased-in approach to address the problem, because it's absolutely a problem that we're going to have to take care of soon.
Well, and just like you said, here we are, you know, on the doorstep of getting the new water treatment plant started, but this is the water source. This is a big deal.
No, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, we're building a $26 million water plant. Well, yeah, we got to make sure we have water to go in it, right? And so, you know, I don't want to alarm anybody. There's no threat of that. But, you know, it's a man-made lake, and so there's, you know, there's questions about the life line or the life of a lake like that. And, you know, the only way you extend that life is to do the preventative maintenance. And so we definitely have to come up with a plan. You know, that takes people who have the experience, the education, the knowledge, and, you know, it's kind of incumbent on us to make sure we engage those people sooner than later, again, to come up with how are we going to attack that in the future.
So another thing that got a lot of discussion last night, it was kind of a couple of properties that were discussed, but it's a little bit bigger than that. I know there's some properties, and definitely working on cleaning up some more, but there's definitely a couple of properties that the aldermen are kind of pinpointing that, hey, we got to move forward and get these cleaned up.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know, I was mentioning, yeah, certain areas. I mean, there's a property on Edward Street, 6th Street, a couple properties in particular that have been long-term nuisances. And so, you know, the conversation last night centered around, what have we done? So we filed legal proceedings. Where do they stand? Even to take it a step further, we had at the last council meeting, we approved bids to take down two houses that we do have control of. However, there's still one party that has to be noticed, right? You have to serve a notice, you know. So again, I've said this all along, there's a legal process, but we just have to have a better understanding of what we can do and when we can do it. And I think the discussion last night centered around not just the attractiveness of a property, but from a public safety standpoint, because you've got a couple properties that have, you know, open doors, maybe busted windows. That's a public safety problem. So then that maybe that elevates and that changes the discussion a little bit. So, you know, we're determining what our rights are, and our rights include what you may see in the future is properties like that. We have to go in and literally board them up and make them safe so people, you know, can't get hurt. You know, squatters, we talk about things like that. Unfortunately, in a community our size, that can happen. But even more importantly, you have just as, you know, you have properties that aren't being taken care of and that are safety concerns. You have children in the area that run up on a property. They don't know any better, right? So, you know, this is all part of the bigger issue. A bigger plan is to get, I say more aggressive, but to get more proactive on these properties and, you know, and follow through. And I think that was a big takeaway from the conversation last night with, you know, with our city attorney and then, you know, members of the council, is we need to do a better job of following through. And we can't really just keep using the excuse of, well, you know, it's in the courts or something like that. So anyway, I think that's my takeaway. I don't know if that was yours, but yeah, I think you're going to start seeing a more aggressive, a proactive approach when it comes to properties.
So kind of a weird question in a way, but Economic Development Director Phil, the committee, you're going to have that pretty well done. What's, in your mind, what's the next big thing that you'd like to knock down the pin for?
So when, again, during the campaign, one of the things I think we need to do a better job of is collaboration within the community, with other organizations. And so, yeah, I'll tease the next big thing are some conversations that are going on with some other groups that are going to be centered where we basically, we all kind of list out our objectives and then we all work together versus competing with each other. So again, just a spirit of community. I think I'm really excited about where these conversations are going. Stay tuned. Again, I think it's going to be, you know, governmental entities, nonprofit organizations coming together to serve one purpose, and stay tuned. More to come soon.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at vandaliaradio.com.